Second, I want your people to do what we're supposed to do, namely Yom Yerodeya. Third, for some reason, most Tamidim have the slightest idea about Aninus Avelus. Baruch Hashem, they didn't experience it. It's not a thing you normally learn. Not a thing that's covered in elementary school classes there. So we'll give a little introduction to it. But I think for tomorrow, if we could plan on learning, it should take only a few shiurim to cover the Gemara. So you have a makor in the Gemara. It's basically a blot or two in Brachos and four or five blot in Moikot. That's all that you have. You can get lost in Zvochim, in Kochim, Aninus by Kohen Godol. I won't get involved with that. Not unless someone is planning to become a Kohen Godol. There'll be a loch and a mice in this thing. But as an introduction, I did plan something if I can trouble. First important thing, I got an instruction from the Kohen Gadol and the Yeshiva that I'm supposed to announce that any student who wants to claim disability to get special attention in Shia, I guess take him home and give him private instructions on what to expect you to do with him. Anyway, should you please call the Office of Disability Services. And I'm now trying to get a ruling whether laziness is considered to be a disability. That's the most likely, the most common one that we'll bump into. But you're supposed to read that in class, so I read it. Okay. So what I thought I would do, it's two things. To make available for you the Chochmas Adam on Aninus. We'll be spending the first time on Aninus, then on Avelus, and then we'll do Hilchus Refua B'Kocholim Kvua. Okay. So Adam, if you could do this, I think it will take, don't bother on the three things, I'm going to do it back to back. This is from the Chochmas Adam. And here's something which you people don't fully appreciate. Because was he a Yemenite? I don't know. Anyway, came out with the Mishnayos, the Kahati Mishnayos, went ahead and buffed the Mishnayos out of business. No one ever sees the big Mishnayos Yochum Boaz. In there's a gold mine of stuff, hidden in the back. It's Tfilas Yisrael, put in very nice name he gave it, Kupat Rochlim, a peddler's package, a peddler's pushcart peddler, okay, where he threw together things that people don't have a clear understanding. In the most concise form, it's called Kupat Rochlim, it's the beginning of Sefer Moed, right? And it has Meleches Chol HaMoed, it has in it Hachon El Shabbos, a few little summations. He has in there Kloli Smochos. That's Anavelos, not Ananilus. He doesn't touch Ananilus. But the most concise, quick summary, so that you know what the orientation is. And then to see, Mirchem, to expand on it. So I thought it would be useful for you to have it, you know, if you can. So what do I have? Why do I have two of them, basically? What do I do here? No, I said, have it all. I know I got a second page of what I did. Sorry. That's to make it easier to put it for my machine to put it back to back. Okay, this, I think this has it all. Maybe this page is a little clearer, maybe. Okay, do you know who's supposed to be in this year?
I haven't gotten a list.
I know many of the boys took out their list already. You have to acquire it. I tried my best. I asked around. There was on the market, like I need the. There was on the market on Avelis, but no one that I able to find had it. Not in Muncie. We have two big merchants for them. Neither one was able to get it. So must be out of print. So I asked the two of you. Merchants for them. I deal with. Can he reprint it for us? So he tried to explain to me what legalism means, what a complicated business is to be able to, why the text is not copyrighted, but the fonts, the printing, the layout of the page, etc., everything is covered with copyrights and so on. He said it's a real legal maze to try to get Rishus to reprint anything. So you can't just go. I thought, take one that exists and reprint it. And even this says you'd have trouble reprinting. Even the old Shulchan Aruch, there were people who claim rights to it. Yeah. So I don't know what. I don't see any. He said maybe this forum, the book sale is starting now. Maybe to ask someone who's in the book sale, who's dealing with the Mochis forum, ask whether someone has a few copies yet. You always find that some merchants have stuff stored away that they don't know about themselves. That might be useful. Otherwise, you have to pick up the third chelik, Shulchan Aruch. It'd also be helpful to have available the tool there. But there may very well be, there aren't many boys in the shir. There may be enough stuff around on the third floor maybe. That you can sequester. Okay. Tomorrow, see if Mitchum to bring in a moed cotton or a brachos, whichever one stuff for it makes no difference. Let me give you a short introduction. Oh, sorry, one other comment to make. There is a classic set as for, actually one sefer, one volume is the critical one. It's the Gesher HaChaim. That was printed by Rav Tikhachinsky, that's a very nice, very nice treatment, a little bit of philosophy also. Not a bad. The other two volumes that he has, the three volume set, other two volumes, he goes far afield. Also, very harsh for things there. But I think it's something you should possess because It's a good place to quickly look up a halacha, easier than the Shulchan Aruch. It's nicely formatted, a nice rational separation of the halachas and so on. From the time of Misa until the time of Kvuva is a separate unit. The time of Kvuva for 7 days thereafter is a second unit called Gzeras Zayin. From Zayin to Shloshim is a third unit called Gzeras Lamed. And then you have the Gzeras Yud Beis Chodesh, which is only on Aveim. Gzeras Zayin Shloshim is on everybody, Aninus on everybody, I mean in all the seven Chovim. Yud Beis Chodesh, only a special kavod to parents, there's some extension of Avelis for a whole year. From the time of Misa to the time of Kvuva, the relative is called an Onan. The word Onan means anguish, pain, like Binyamin was called Benoni. Or we have in the Torah, we'll pick up in the Gemara, and Vidu Maisa, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu. I didn't eat it during my anguish. Fellas, some of you are going to be outnumbered. We'll soon have more Chassanim in the class than non-Chassanim, which should put you under a great disadvantage. Right now it's split even, I think. Okay. Your chosen? Aninus. We'll see, you'll pick up wonderful machlokes rishonim on aninus avelus, where the mokor is d'oraisa or is it pure d'rabbanan. I'll give you now just the quick overview. According to everybody, aninus of the Torah was by kadoshim and by maisa. By Maisa Sheni, the video of Maisa Sheni that I just mentioned, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu, person's misfather, I didn't eat it when I was an onet. That's the Moko of Aninus in the Torah, but it's limited to Kodoshim, like we had in Maseches Nida that we learned last month. I had a whole big sugya, basically limited to Taharos. Women for able to bake truma, right? You had to worry about certain chumos of Hilchos Nida. Here too, Aninus is minatora limited to those two areas, Maisa Sheni, right, and the Chila of Kadoshim, where you have the story of the sons of Aaron. We achemos, where Moshe complains to Aaron, why didn't they eat from the chatos? The seer shel Rosh Chodesh, the chatos. And Aaron answered, im achalti mimenu hayita bein Hashem. If I eaten, would I be doing right? Why? Because I was an onan. the two sons died, and the father became an onan, and onan is also to eat b'sar kadoshim. The aninus that we're talking about, the rare exception, is treated by all the shonim as only a din d'rabbanan. Right. And here we'll see, I'm trying to sum up for you really what is insight in one of the major machlokas in halacha l'maisa based upon taimei hamitzvos. What's the reason for the rabbanan? Remember last month I emphasized strongly it's critical the rabbanans, our life is modified, our experiences are modified by the rabbanans. We have rare contact with the righteous. The rabbanan made enough fences around the law for us not to see what the righteous looks like. But yet there's a rationale. They didn't just sit down and make up a whole bunch of laws because they had nothing better to do that day. Right? It's critical to understand halacha lemaaseh, to know the reason behind the rabbanan, because then you can use your own seichel sometimes also. I'll give you a shaila. When I was in Eretz Yisrael last summer. A woman called a Rav Shaila. The Rav suggested that she talk to me. What's a Shaila? Her husband, the father died Friday night. And Shabbos was the day of harvest. She's under assisted reproductive technology. And in order to obtain semen, maybe they were to harvest the eggs from her on Shabbos. In order to fertilize the eggs, the husband has to have relations with her, as I will repass to him. Right. And using a condom, then he fertilized the eggs on Shabbos. But he's an onan, according to most Rishonim, is also betashmei shamita. Even on Shabbos. What do you do in such a case? Means she has to miss the harvesting, which means to start a cycle all over again of hormones, etc., etc. Is there a moko to be makel? You look at aloche, cannot see why Rav asked, why'd she come to me? Because someone told her, better ask a shayla again. Because the Rav said, no, and onen is also a tashmei shamita. What do you look in the aloche? You see, the Rambam says that on Shabbos there's no aninus. Most Rishonim say, Tosfos, most Rishonim say no aninus, meaning no aninus except for Dvorim Shebetzina. See what's covered by aninus in a minute. But the Rambam says there's no such thing as aninus b'Shabbos, period. So according to Rambam, you have a Shitas Rambam that says it's perfectly mutter to have relations as an onen. As an oval, not. As an onen, yes. Why? I would say Chazal didn't impose upon an onen too many halachas. Why not? Because there are two reasons. You look in the moko for this is the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the third Perek of Brachos, Misha Meso Munach Lefonov, where you have a blot or so of Hilchas Avelos there. So Yerushalmi, the beginning of Perek Gimel, gives two reasons why on Onen is also midrabbanan on certain things, whatever they're going to ask them. One reason is kvodo shomes. The other one is lashon is ein lo mi sheisa maso, meaning he's told he has to do, he has work to do, and the work he has to do to bury his dead takes precedent over all other things. In order to make sure he doesn't get involved in anything else, so he said, an onen, no boso v'yayin. You don't have to go to a restaurant and have a fancy meal, right? No boso v'yayin, right? Isu of tashmish hamita, right? According to many, basic shittas tesis, the ri, ri rabbeinu tam. Rambam doesn't have that. The second time, so there are two times. One is kvodo shomes. Interesting, you'll see it's mesvegeus, critically, aloha lamaise. Kvodo shomes means, how can you act this way when you just suffered a loss? It must mean that it's not a loss for you. You not suffer such a loss. If on the day that a father dies, you decided to go with your wife to a theater and have a dinner, nothing else I can do now. The mess isn't here to be buried even, as we'll see where the shayla comes in. The mess is someplace else. I'm 100 miles away from the mess. So the tamaz, well, who's going to take care of the mess? That doesn't apply to me because I'm not there. But kodesh shemesh is there. Meaning what? The psychological, emotional response should be there. You shouldn't be in a mood to go to the theater and have a fancy dinner. And if you do, it's a violation of kodesh shemesh. If the time is kodesh shemesh, that makes no difference whether you're 1,000 miles away or not. If the time is who's going to take care of the mess that he's told with the mess, that's not shaykh. Second, what about halacha lemaaseh b'zman hazeh? How many relatives are told with the mess? It's a chevra kadisha, as the shulchan will discuss. It's given over to professionals. You never told the mess. Therefore, the whole halacha aninu shouldn't apply. Because alongside the aloha of aninus comes along a whole bunch of heterim. What heterim is? I eat without a bracha. I don't daven. Why? Because you're torahed with the mess. That also divided up into two sheetahs. Torahed with the mess, or the classic ha'osek b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah. When you understand the origins of this, and I say, oh, now let's see in a shayla like I had, is there a basis over here to asel? Because those who hold the tashra mitzvah is also, even according to them, would they not be moded in such a circumstance, having relations because they've been 5 years without children, and she's in the middle of a medical procedure, right? There's no violation of kvodo shomes, right? And therefore, it should be mutl. And you have the Rambam who says mutl lachatchila. Right? That's the chilik between learning the kitzur shulchan or doing what we're doing.
Does it depend on the ease of delaying the medical procedure another month? Would that also be a factor?
I'm sorry?
Would it depend on how long they'll have to wait to do the procedure again, how expensive the procedure is, or anything?
No. It's the key factor is there. The injury to the woman is you pay a price for all the shtick, right? You have to pump her full of exogenous hormones and so on. Nothing that leads to arichas yomim. To make her do it a second time, that's not nice.
Rebbe, couldn't you also actually? Couldn't you also say that the concept of osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah would apply to, couldn't one argue that they're almost actively engaged in the mitzvah of piriya or ruvya?
Well, but that the Chachamim also knew. They knew that babies don't grow on trees and that you have to make babies that way. And when they put an iso tash ramita, they said this takes precedence.
No, but the argument could be almost as if they're in the midst of the act.
But you remember from the Gemara in Nida where they used that as a main factor, Mishampira Virivya was a critical factor why they didn't want asa to the husband, even we're not dealing with an infertile couple. Dealing with a couple who has Baruch Hashem 11 children already. And still there was a concern for miyut or piri v'rivya. They said, an onen has p'turim min ha-mitzvos chazas put in. Kind of, maybe, a kavod hames in a general sense. Ziv Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can neglect your duties to me today. I want you to focus on your duties to the Dvis. Therefore, leave me out. Suspend my relationship with you for a day, the time of Aninus, and the time of Aninus may be more than a day. We'll see. What do you do when someone dies on Erev Shabbos, late in the day, followed by Shabbos, followed by 2 days Yom Tov? Okay, we have problems. Sometimes they can send for 3 days. And what do you do? There's a Shabbos that we had in our Bezdin in Muncie, there after September 11th, where they were still looking months later for body parts to bury. Not looking for survivors. Assumption that while he was dead. But until there's kvura, there's no avelus. So aninus extends for months. There was a shaykh that come up. That's been resolved. Chazal were aware of it. What do you do? So many shaylas you find among the achonim in Russia, or people die in Russia. Forget about in Middle Ages, but in Russia, people dying in prison, dying in Siberia. No one knows whether the body will be released for burial, and it can be held up for weeks and weeks. Right? Avelus doesn't start until after Kvura. No sitting shiva until after Kvura. But about Aninus, all the time Aninus, all the time he's also, he's going every day to City Hall, going every day to the Bolshevik, pleading to let the body out and so on. Therefore he's potter from all mitzvahs, that includes Tfilin and Kriyashma, the Reises and so on. It's a wonderful sugya in Halacha, where you have any such sugya is important whenever you have rights in conflict, you have values in conflict. You have halachas of avelus, you have halachas of tefillah and tefillin and kriyat shema, right? How do you manage to adjust between them? Period of time in our history where the time of Chasam Sofer, where the government didn't allow burial for 3 days. During which time, there's no avelus. But aninus, right? Aninus extends, right? You can't do anything. Government doesn't let.
What was the basis for the decree?
End of life medicine. That no brainstem death classifications, etc. There was a period of time when they buried people and had a bell with a rope. In case he wakes up, he should be able to ring the bell and let the people get him out. Yeah.
You know, that was inspired by a couple hypothermia cases. That was inspired by a couple hypothermia cases involving little kids.
What kind of cases?
Hypothermia. Little kids who fell into very cold water.
Yeah.
They thought they drowned. Actually, they'd gotten a severe case of hypothermia, no measurable pulse.
That we have to,
and they warmed up and woke up.
But it's rare that they went and sneak him into the ground before he warms up. And those cases, Bismana there, we have one of the in the brainstem death protocol, there are two things that you have to check for: hypothermia and drug-induced coma. Where you have to do a quick blood test to make sure that no narcotics in the fellows that's mimicking a brain death situation. But it doesn't work out that way. That you clear him dead, get him into the ground. It takes hours, days. Nowadays, the shaila, that's unfortunately very common, where our people are scattered all over the world. A relative dies, and someone receives a phone call. He's in Australia, and the man died in New York. Receives a phone call. Your brother died. What is he supposed to do? Can he be also in the mess? Right, but that's not enough to pater him from mitzvos, because he's not also b'mes. Right. Not because God once says, suspend your relationship with me, take care of what you have to take care of. I can't take care of anything. So certainly, p'tuvah mitzvos is not shayach. The question is, are there isuri ona nevertheless of kodol shemesa? That makes sense. Yet that's how you play with the two timing. Kodo Shemes is not nice in Australia if you go out to a theater that night and take his wife to dinner. In the case I gave you in the Twin Tower deaths there, where there was no issue there of being involved, of the person being involved in any way, just hoping, waiting to find possibly some parts to bury, then clearly avelus doesn't begin. As long as there's still hope of kfua, there's no avelus. But in such cases, aninus doesn't make sense either, to apply aninus to those cases, since he's not also b'mes, and the issue of kvodo shemes, and so on. I think that's enough for a short introduction. Let's see a little bit in the Mechaber, in the text. Notice the Lashon. The Lashon uses Mi she'maisu mutu lefonov. That's the language of the Gemara in Brachos, the third paragraph of Brachos. Misha Mesa. Here you have to be careful with the shach.
Where's Rebbe? Where's Simen?
It's Simen Aleph. So we'll do Aninus. There's still a lot of halachos in Hilchos Kriya. But I'm trying to get into the sugya psychologically to be able to focus. To deal with Kriya, divorce from Avelos and Ninus doesn't make sense. Misha Meslo Mes, Shuchayim Lesabel Olav. Look quickly, look what the Shach does. Defines Mutal Lefonov. What do you mean? Misha Meso Mutal Lefonov. What's the language of the Mishnah? That's the language of the Mishnah in Berachos. So you already, that language already differentiates between a responsibility or no responsibility. Do you have a responsibility here or not? I'll give you a halacha l'maaseh cases. A fellow gets a notice in Florida, gets a telephone call in Florida that a relative died. And there's no way he can get a plane until Sunday. But he's in charge. He's going to talk to the funeral director. He's going to talk to the rabbi about who's going to give their spedim, right? That's Meso Mutal Lefonov. That's what the Shach says. Afilu Eina Mutal Lefonov. Ela Mutal Olov Lekovro. Kol Din Onan Olov. Okay, you with us? So that the fun of does not mean in physical presence. It means responsibility too. Some reason the Machaba picks, yes, because of the Yerushalmi, picks on the Lashon or Mishum Kvodo Shomes. It's very interesting that the Mechaber did this. He sets the emotional, psychological relationship, and then comes in with the halacha. First of all, a relative died. That's a sad situation. It's a sad time in your life, right? Then you can't act in a way that indicates normalcy, indicates a lack of evidencing sadness. There's a chiyuv lisabel. Now he's talking about an onan, but nevertheless there's a chiyuv lisabel, meaning to show sorrow. That's kvodo shomes. If he says kodem kvua ochel bebayis acher, it's not nice to sit down to eat at home where the dead body is lying in the next room. Ella, he should eat bebayis acher. Ein bebayis acher, ochel bebayis chavero. What does that mean? He has no other house. Well, you're supposed to have two houses. Shach tries to figure something out here. Doesn't. Look at it's Shach. Pick up the Shach base first. Kodem Kvura. Right? The emphasis we're talking about before Kvura. Kodem Kvura, O name, the also Bechol Advorim Shonen also Behen. Aber liacha kvura, atila boso yom shemes, endin onen olav. Kenu besvago shaposkim. Let me tell you what the shach is trying to tell you. Since onen has a mokor in the Torah. As I introduced before, I told you that almost everybody holds that onen b'zman hazeh is the rabbonon. But the mokor is the onen of the Torah of kodoshim and ma'aser sheni. And there, even after kvura, he's an onen and cannot eat that whole day. So it should follow that if that's the real mokor for it, and the rabbonon ke'en d'oraisa tikkun, as the achronim claim, it's a good taina, that's a general klal. So when the rabbanon make halacha, they try to mimic, right, the format of a deraisa halacha, and therefore they wanted to make onen an avelus for everybody, not just for those who were kohanim eating kodoshim or those eating ma'aser sheni. Then they should have asked onen a whole day, but they didn't ask a whole day. If they make kvura 11 o'clock in the morning, after that, he's no longer an onen. He has chiyuvim of davening. He can eat bosa v'yayin, etc. The only thing that's left all day is what? Anyone know? What isur remains all day? An isur, interesting. Isur to put on tefillin. Not a tool from tefillin. An isur to put on tefillin. Also vaniach tefillin. Who said to Yecheskel Hanavi, Ve'echo chovu sholecho, put on your tefillin, your virtual wife died, that's the nevuah, take a wife and she dies, your virtual wife died, Afa pikein, you put on tefillin. And people ask you, why are you doing such a thing? And you'll tell them, my nevuah, right? So we know from Yecheskel that it was to be a shock effect on the people that on the day of a person dies, the day that their relative dies, he puts on film. So here we know it as the Isur of film. How are we doing on the condition this week? Did I think? Oh. There we go, okay. We now have a row of married men. Then look at the shach of Babais Acher. The main of Mutalecha Babais Shusham. We're talking about what was the norm. When I was growing up, most funerals, funeral directors picked up the deceased from the house. Most people died at home. Dying in a hospital, dying in an old age home, that was an unusual circumstance. People didn't give up their relatives to tertiary care. So you had these shivas. There's a meso mutal in front of him. Can you sit and eat? Hashem says, right? That one. Och b'ayis acher v'meino l'fon amutal lecho b'ayis shusham. That's assuming a one room house. A studio apartment, right, where the fellow's lying in a bed dead, and you're going to sit on the table and eat. You have to go into another room, but if you're in another room, there's no problem. If mutal lefonov, he has to eat something else. Ikem shem lo igloosh. If ochel befonov, right? Nothing to do with aninus. It has to do with Shabbos is no aninus. It has to do with plain derech eretz, plain what the emotional impact of someone's death, but should not make it possible. The person is the language that they use, however, is a strange language, right? The ikam mishum lo iglalosh. People remember what that is? Yeah.
Doing mitzvahs in front of the mace.
What? Where do you have that halacha?
Tzitzis
on in the Beis HaKvoros. If you go to Beis HaKvoros, Tov Dal Ram Shomes, you're not so sure you're tzitzis. But Loing Loosh, strange language. You're making fun of a poor man. Right? I have, you don't have. I have a mitzvah, you don't have. Ein lo bayis acher, ocho b'bayis chalero. So what does bayis acher mean? How do you learn bayis acher? You have to have two houses? Most everybody has a double... A two garage house.
They all have the bungalow in the mountains.
I know, Baruch Hashem, my community. I learned only in the last few years how many of the people have an apartment in Florida and an apartment out of soil, and they give $18 for an appeal. I told you, my shver Zatzal's good vote. He says that Chai Dala is killing the yeshivas. You have to pass a rule, they can only give moves. Then also lo mechitza v'ochel, you can hang up a curtain. V'apil le mechitza shel sadin sagi im toka shuli hasadin binyan shein enitil v'loach. Here is interesting, Charlie. No one discusses it. Can you do it on Shabbos? There's nobody. There's no place to go. Same room. Can I hang up a curtain? Attach a curtain across the wall. Anyone remember anything on Hilchos Shabbos? So that you passed already. You took your test on Hilchos Shabbos, so you don't have to remember anymore. What's that halacha? Mechitza shem tzniyus is mutter on Shabbos. A mechitza that's matir. Where do you find mechitza hamateres? Or mechitza that will finish the third wall of a sukkah? It's a mechitza hamateres. A mechitza that covers up a shelf of svarim, where you want to have guests coming. And as a couple, you're going to be together in that room. You can't sleep together when there is sfarim there. You have to put up a mechitza across the sfarim. Right? That's also on Shabbos. A mechitza matzeres. The chula, this mechitza would also be also. Since also cheder, it's also. The only way you can make it mutar is by a mechitza hamateres, this room. And the chula, it should be also on Shabbos. It's a side issue. The main law double lasos mechitza, right? Marzu pona v'yochel. But benkach or benkach, afilu hu be'ir acheres, eino mesa v'yochel. He doesn't. The expression I use: you go out with to a restaurant with his wife to eat. Mesa v'yochel meaning. The COVID. It's one thing to eat a peanut butter sandwich. Another thing to sit down to a three-course meal, a five-course meal. That's called mesa b'ochel. It's how you eat, not what you eat. The hasiba, you're on a couch, you say, no. It should be in a way showing that it is achilas haroi, not achilas keva. Beino ochel boso, beino shose yayin. Beino mevorech birchas hamotzi, lo birchas hamozon. Beino mevorechim olav, lo mazminin olav. Nice halacha. give a separate point here. ואפילו מוכל למחרם שמבוכים לא יענה אחרי ימומי. הוא פוטר מכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, אפילו אין לו צורך לעשות בצורכי המס, כאשר יש אחרים שעוסקים בשבילו. What's he saying here? Mechaba is really choosing up between Machlokas Rishonim, we'll see. That what? That even Yesh Lo Acheron Sheoskin Mishvilo, these have to do with Kovan Hames. He's sort of choosing between the two timim in the Yerushalmi. Remember, one was Kovan Hames. One was, he has to be Osek, who will do his work. Well, that's only Shaykh if Muto Lefonov means with his responsibilities. But if he doesn't have such responsibilities, because he's not, there are others that are in charge. Famous case. We'll pick it up in the tour there of Rabbeinu Tam, who's the Ri's sister died, Rabbeinu Tam's wife. Now Rabbeinu Tam did not want, he was a Kohen, didn't want to be Metame Lemes. He wanted to come into the room with her because there were others that were also, he had a husband, she had a husband. The husband was in charge. And they forced him to be Metamei Leves. Part of the Kvod HaMes is for Kohen to be Mechalel, his Kedusha for the Mes. Little by little, you build a picture of what the Chazal was trying to accomplish. Let me break here for a second. I learned Murray Cotton with the Rav Zatzal. It was a special shiur in relationship to the Gemara was purely accidental. Yeah. But he tried to capture the mood of the halacha. Said very nicely. It's something that you have to understand. I think Chazal tried to paint a picture here of what happened to you. What happens to you when a father dies? When a father dies, you bury him. And the show must go on. You go to, you're an actor, you go, you put on the evening show, or you're a baseball player. You go to the game, you show good sportsman, right? Chazal tried to negate such a notion and say that this has a certain priority now in your life. He said, if you combine all the aninus, nehugi avelus, as they would say, it paints one picture. He said, a loss of personal chashivus. If your father died, you're less important person in this world today. Part of your covet that you deserve came because of your father, part of your family relations. And when that's taken away, you've been degraded, and therefore you act like an individual who's lost esteem. That sums up the whole thing. You sit on the ground, you tear your clothes, right? You don't study Torah. You are asocial, etc. That's the compounded concept of avelus, aninus avelus. Anything that violates that seems to worry, say, well, it's really nothing so terrible happened to me. That becomes a violation of Kvod HaAdam. יש אומרים שאפילו מייצר להחמר על עצמו לבורך עולם הסומן, אך המבורכם, אין הרשוי. It's not that you're potter from it. Rabbanan put an isur on it. It's also for you to behave that way. It's also to behave in a way that does not emphasize, if I use this what I just said, this trauma that happened to you. Not that happened to the dead one. But because of the dead one, something happened to you. But Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Ochel Boso v'Shose Yayin, right? And he puts in Imirza. What's Imirza? Several of Shreina mentioned it. There's no chiyuv to eat boso v'yayin on Shabbos. It's mirus to make a unique Shabbos, but a chiyuv certainly not. If someone wants to be a vegetarian, he can be a vegetarian and fulfill mitzvah Shabbos as long as he serves nice vegetables on Shabbos. Also unique Shabbos. Chiyuv not. But then it's nice then. At such an occasion, it's not a violation of Shabbos if you don't want to eat meat or wine.
Rebbe, didn't Rav Moshe have a tshuva where he said a person that was a vegetarian, it might be a chisaron in Kabbalah's mitzvahs for geirus because of the chiyuv of
I'm not familiar. I don't remember such a trip. Would you? Yeah, you saw it.
I think so. I have to look it up.
Well, I know what he held on vegetarian. If it's for religious reasons, in other words, tzav balachayim, he called them. He didn't call them vegetarian. They're from the tzav balachayim people. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said that keiser asodin satilchem lo'ochlon. I said you should have dominion over animals, you should eat them, right? And the Kabbonis, etc., etc. And you go ahead and you come up with your what? From what source did you, what ethical source of authority did you take unto yourself? There's a shaiva of substituting an authority for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let me give you one other thing. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. I was in his house on Tisha B'Av. He said to me, give me a swallow. Someone said to me since then that he seen it someplace, not in Shlomo Zalman's name. Someone else did. But nevertheless, it's very nice. He said, part of Avelus, to carry that thought I said about the loss of self-esteem with the loss of a near relative. That's the tearing, the kriya, sitting on the ground, but we're not wearing shoes, etc., etc. So yes, we're not wearing shoes come into the picture. We're not discussing yet the Nugi Avelus, that's part of Nugi Avelus. By own name, the no halacha, not wear shoes. Why? It shouldn't interfere with his need to take care of what he has to take care of. The assumption being, if you don't wear shoes, you're not as comfortable doing what you have to do. But what's this whole, what is the message of not wearing shoes? What is that a simon of Avelus? I know the Rav Zatzal protested the minig of wearing sneakers on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. He said, part of it is supposed to be you're less comfortable. He said, but if people go ahead and they buy sneakers that are more comfortable than shoes. So he doesn't see what he says in his day, like in my day when I was growing up, everybody wore the same thing on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. They wore galoshin, meaning the rubbers. The rubber, but no one wears anymore nowadays unless he's a nerd. Yeah. Put rubbers over your shoes to go out for a rain. But everybody had rubbers to go out in the rain. And on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, you wore those rubbers without the shoes. They're not very comfortable. You walk down there, you can feel every stone underneath, etc., etc. What is this? Nilas Hasanba? Where does that come into the picture? I want to complete that thought about loss of self-esteem. And Shlomo Zalman said a beautiful thought. He said, you see that the Chachamim divided up the physical world into four categories. Domem, Someach, Chai, Medaber. The earth is Domem. Someach, vegetation, Chai, animal life, and we, the talking animal, Medaber. What happens when you wear a pair of leather shoes? You step on the animal, the leather, who's stepping on the vegetation, who's stepping on the earth. And that way you show your mastery. Comes up Kippur Tisha B'Av, Chazal said, I don't want you to show any mastery today. And in Kippur, your life is in the balance with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who are you showing mastery to? And Tisha B'Av, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who showed you you're not a master, he took away your Beis HaMikdash. You have no mastery. I said in Shul at Shabbos, I just mentioned that thought, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Shal Nolecha Mal Haglecha, Ki Amokom, Asher Adom HaKodeshu. Yeah. That's what he's saying to him. I'm appearing to you with one message. I'm going to establish my mastery over nature. That's what the whole Ten Markets business is. V'yidatem k'ani Hashem. Take off your shoes. I want you to know there's only one master. On Shabbos, right? Ochel Bosar, Shoshayayin, Umavorech, right? Vechaye Bechol Amitzos, Chutzbi Betashmash Amitah Sheosobo. Here in the Machaber Paskins against the Rambam. Mitchem will show you. The Rambam holds that there's no Isur at all. No Isur Avelus apply to Onen. Onen was exempt from everything, including. And he knew Avedas, and he knew Isurim. That's why in the case I mentioned to you, about the woman would have to have relations with her husband on Shabbos. Yeah, you have a Rambam that says it's mutal, and you have here a Svara, and that's where you get into trouble, when you try to paskin by Svaras. Right. What's the Svara? There's a reason why not Tashmish Shamita. Right. That requires a special time of contentment between a husband and wife, and so on. That's not a time of personal contentment. Right. But if you have to do it because of a medical reason, it takes away that time also. Mutter Lelech Lebeis HaKnesses B'Shabbos V'Af B'Chol Ein Bo Isur. An Onan is not locked up in the house. He wants to go to shul, he go to shul in the morning. But what's he going to do there? Lach Me'achas Sh'Osol Espalel Ma'yasa Sham. There's no point in going. But there's no Isur going outside. In other words, it's not our Ovel. Ovel, part of the Isur of Ovel is you lost your social contact. You're no longer a social being. So you don't go outside. Now, v'mtzorech lahachshech al atchum. Anyone remember what that is in Hilchos Shabbos? Okay. Where he has to walk to the end of the tchum Shabbos, so that he can quickly make contact with somebody to take care of the person died on Shabbos. And he has to make contact with a goy who can open up a grave, etc. So yeah, there's a time element here. So at that moment, right, they lasso b'tzorch yemes, then chol olav aninus the also bekulo mishor Shemasul Aleches, De La Hashratum. There he, what? In Mitzius, he has rejected Shabbos. We allow him, we give him a heter to do that on Shabbos. That he can go ahead on Shabbos to prepare for Chol. But because of Tzorchei Hames, we allow it. Then it's no longer Shabbos for him. So therefore, Hilchos Aninus applies. Vimrotze lekovro b'yom tov rishon al yedei amomim. Okay, you people know the halacha? On Yom Tov, what do you do? A person dies 2 days Yom Tov, and throw a Shabbos in also. 3 days that you don't bury the fellow. Once upon a time, that was a horror. Nowadays, it's not a big deal because we have refrigeration. The problem was putrefaction of the dead. What you hear now from Haiti, right? That they can't walk in the streets because of the rotting bodies. Yeah. That's the biggest bezoyon ames, is to allow the body to putrefy. Yeah. Nowadays, with the advent of artificial refrigeration, well, we don't have that problem.
Why? What can we do if somebody's lying in his bed at home and he's expired? Does somebody come and pick up the mace?
You had that, now we don't allow that on Shabbos.
So what do we do?
What you do is, if you have an Erev in town, you send the word around, everybody brings their ice cubes from the refrigerator in bags, and you put it on the dead body.
And that isn't Bizayon HaMace also?
Huh?
Why isn't that Bizayon
HaMace? No, it's a Kovod HaMace. He should putrefy. Let's see the Kovod HaMace. All the years I'm in Muncie, but happened only once that he had such a situation where it happened a number of times that someone died on Shabbos, but died winter time. All you had to do was open the windows in the room, not much of a problem. B'mrotze lekovo b'yom tov rishon de amomim. Yom rishon, you're allowed to bury him using goyim. Also b'kulan. Right? Because he's also b'mesna. The culture game, the yontu sheni, shuba asmo yochal kovo, shechol all of kol dinyan inus. Right? Yontu sheni, it's considered to be a bezoyon hames to bury him with goyim. It's a greater kovod hames to bury him with goyim than the bezoyon hames to let the body rot. Therefore, halacha l'maise, we allow burial on the Yakum. Second days, on the Yisrael. So my Shreya Zatzal has a tshuvah to Asa. It pretty well is held every place but in the Chassidic community. In Muncie, in Square Town, they have regular levayas on Shabbos. I'm sorry, on Yom Tov Sheni of Yom Tov. Yeah. My Shreya held that it's also Bizman Azeh. Since there's no bezoyon hames of putrefaction, since we have refrigeration, then it's a bigger bezoyon hames that he shouldn't be given a proper burial with his family, etc. Because the heter to bury him on the second day is only for those who are also bemes. Literally, those who are digging the grave or filling up the grave and so on. But any excess of people are also, you can't violate Yom Tov Sheni either. Therefore, the Shreya held that it was a bigger bezoyon hames to bury him in this perfunctory manner on the second day, where there's halonas hames, as we'll learn, is an isu, but not when halonas hames is l'chvodo. We don't let him in Eretz Yisrael, especially, you know, they bury in the middle of the night, so there shouldn't be any halonas hames. The best ever spends the night there. I'm sorry, not Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim is where the very machna. Yes, omrim the Talmud Rabbo Muvok also lecho bosa b'yayin kol zman shemutal v'neir. Next halacha will, Misha will be able to elaborate when we fill in the background halachas. See if you can figure this out for yourself, what the issue here is. Misha meslo mes b'shabbos. Yochab motzoi shabbos below habdola. Why? He's an onan. They're going to bury him first on Sunday, right? There. So on Motzoi Shabbos, he has to make Havdalah. He can't eat before Havdalah. It's not by him. He's an onan. He eats below Havdalah, below Yisfalel. Right? Below Baboker Koide Kvua. Well, Acha Kvua, Yisfalel Tfilah Shachay Sima Ovozman. Avol Tfilah Sa'erev Lo Yisfalel Shekvar Ovozmana. Why? If you forgot to daven Ma'ariv, you daven two Shemin Esrei for Shachas. Why not here? He couldn't daven Ma'ariv, right? But they buried him, the mess, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's time to daven Shachas. Why shouldn't he daven Hashloma of Ma'ariv too? It says, blow dummy. The shokach was pala avish was pala shachas shayim. Kivan shebelaila lo hayachayim was pala ulinyan havdola yavdil achar sheikov hames. What's the rationale for this halacha? There are two ways to look at the p'tur from Tfilah because he's an onan. Aninus patas. It's a poter. Or it's not so. The mokor is not a p'tur. The mocker is kvodo shomes. Part of kvodo shomes is to be osuk b'mes. And if you're Torah betrila, you can't be osuk b'mes. No, once you finish osuk b'mes, and it's still time for trila, you come into trila. Nothing patted you. The first, this sheet here that says shekvar ovazmana means at that time you didn't have a chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. Therefore, he didn't miss anything. It's not that shokach, he's if he forgot to daven. No, he knew about davening, but Chacham said, you're potter from tefillah at this time. Once you're potter from tefillah, the chiyuv doesn't come back. That's one way to look at it. As we see, other Rishonim don't agree with the Mechaber here. They hold, no, it's because you have a dichui. One is docher the other because you're also b'mes. And if you're not also b'mes anymore, because the mess is buried already, and there's still time to do it. The chilik between that and Havdalah, why didn't you say about Havdalah then? Came Havdalah time, you had a p'tur of Havdalah, so you don't have to make Havdalah anymore. So no. Havdalah you can make until Tuesday night. Therefore, they look upon this thing as there's no chiyuv to make Havdalah Shabbos night, this patters you. The chiyuv is to make Havdalah any time up to Tuesday night. Memela, if you went ahead and you were involved in something you didn't like to do it Shabbos night, you do it Sunday night, you do it Monday night, Tuesday night. They're independent chiyuvim. Each night has an independent chiyuv of Havdalah. Therefore, I didn't patter your chiyuv that way. When it comes to tefillah, he held there was a p'tur from tefillah. When it comes to Havdalah, since Havdalah is limited to this night, it extends over a 3-day period. That's what the Shach said. Look at the Shach, Lashon HaShach, tries to explain the Chilik, why Havdalah, he was not Niftar from the Chiyuv Havdalah, whereas Tfilah, he was Niftar. He says, see, Yavdil Yudbei, Yavdil Arach Shigermes, Atzof Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, right? As you're throwing in, because there's separate Chiyuvim, Ad Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. See if you can make this would be a good piece of work. Mokom Chanogin Shektafim Miyuchodim Lotzi Ames Chever Kadisha. Where you have a Chever Kadisha. As I mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, nobody is Osuk B'mes really. You paid your dues to the shul, and the shul has a Chever Kadisha, that's it. Ulacha Shidis Haska Kovim B'tzorch HaKvur Yimsu Lehem. Okay, they're sure, there are arrangements to make. You may have to buy a plot. You may have to talk about money to pay the diggers and so on. The Gemara mentions all these things. That's called osuk. That's called meso mutalofanov. But after that, once you took care of all that, you took care of the legal, you signed the papers, took care of all the legal business, now you're not involved. Now the Chevra Kedisha takes over. Right? This called the katofim, right? Katof shoulder, those who carry around the shoulder. V'hem yikivu mishem asu lahem mutorim makov v'bosav v'yayin afil kodim sheitzu mi'abayis yishuv e'mutal aleihem. What happens then? That's what the Gemara comes in now to explain. But what happens after that? So there are two circumstances you have to see. And here we have it. Most burials now have that same shaila. What is it? The Ben Gamel Tzitzchok. So they announce there'll be a quick funeral service at hangar number so and so, hangar 71. At Kennedy Airport, right, and the mess, and the plane leaves at 8 o'clock. A relative not going to the airport. They went to the cemetery. I'm sorry, they went to the shul. There was a hesped there, right, and now you know two family members are traveling with the body to Eretz Yisrael. As usually happens, or they avail them a home. Yeah, it'd be an interesting circumstance. The Abelim that are traveling with the body, they are also before Sames. They are owning them the whole time. Those who are home, the moment the limousine leaves the shul, their Avela starts. They're no longer owning them. They're no longer Mesa Mutalofano. Strange circumstances. The body's not been buried. Right? I never bailed this before Kfura. Look at the Ramah. Mokom shenoshin ames meir liir. In mokom korov hu hava kilu mutalafonov. Avolim hu mokom rocho gam mahalo shnei yomim. Mutter that she evolved here for us. What he's saying here. The last line, the last few words, you have to pitch a little differently. Well, I mean, then and he comes to the Ikh for us, then he starts again. He said, of course not. Im u'mokom rocho, kamal sheyomim, mutar, ad sheyavou, ir kvoroso, until they come to ir kvoroso, and what? He accompanied them. The Avelim came along with them, it means. Not he's staying behind. know what the last few words about where the pitzim. The halacha is clear. If he stays behind, he sends him off with the ketofen, then he's no longer an owner. See if he can catch another one in. Mishemes bitfiso, someone died in prison. Ranita lekvua, and they don't allow you to bury him. Right? The famous case of Ahama Gutenberg. Lochol ala kovi maninus, the gama velos lochol aleim. Kimen shol nisayshum lekovo. Vechein, that's the case I gave you there in the Twin Tower case. They're still waiting to bury whatever they can find. They're still hoping they'll find something to bury. V'chein im kovi ames b'tfisa en aninus chal aleihem. If the aveilim are in prison and they can't do anything, then they have no aninus. Because there's nothing they can do. Nothing will violate kovi ames when you're in prison, and nothing you can do for tzorchei ames. Someone was killed on a trip and they can't find the body. They're still hoping to find the body. Not aninus because they can't, isn't there to be osuk in it. There's no meso muta lefonov. Avelus and no avelus because no kvura. So it's neither an oni nor an ovel. What happens? After a while, you give up. You really finally, it dawns upon you, there won't be a kvura. Over the years, one case, a fellow lost overboard. They hunted for him, looked for him. Right? Until they gave up. Kozman shol nikva hames ein al chotzel minu besandel. You don't take off your shoes. Ein al chay batifa sarosh, which we don't do nowadays. We'll discuss it in the Gemara. Or kfiyas hamita, which you don't do nowadays. Aber also leishev olishon agavi mita afilu kfuya. But you can't sit on a bekovedika place. You don't sit in an armchair. Again, against the Rambam. Yeshomim the also bechitzah v'sicha v'simchah shem shalom tespoos ubimalocha avomuto lo seis b'pesa peso. We don't pass in that way. We'll discuss that later. Next. Get the okay. Make it another few seconds. I'm shamer as I mess. Another kind of osud b'mes, the shomrim, and the shmiras ames, you should know, nowadays is not the same as what the Gemara is talking about. Shmiras ames nowadays is like two tin soldiers standing in front of Buckingham Palace. Covered business. The fellow's in the morgue, right? And you point two people and say, kill him. That's some... an act of kavod of some sort. Shmira ames was for one reason only. Rats shouldn't attack him. Mice shouldn't nibble on him. That's therefore considered to be a osuk mitzorche ames. Our shomrim, people who earn a little extra money, the funeral chapel has a list of shomrim, especially if it comes over a Shabbos. There's some people who sit there and say tehillim while the family is home and observing Shabbos. But if you pull the Shomer, say, point Shomer nowadays, they have nothing to do with this halacha. That's a different Shomer. They're not part of any mitzvahs, the chai b'chol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Also, in the Mez, it's just some kind of a new kind of Shomer that we developed in America. I don't know if it's anyplace else. But the Shomer that they're talking about is like a Shomer, because even in America, we would have that problem. To leave a dead body exposed, not in a closed area, protected from animal attack, you'd have a problem of mice, rats being attracted to the body and attacking the body. Okay, let's stop here. So, boys, you want to give it a try a little bit with the Gemara tomorrow?